Gaza sky in flames, the usual scene for the 11th day. No letting up on the targets the Israeli army has been shelling since Monday. The air bombardment continues through the night, with the ground offensive going deeper into the strip. Fighting is taking place right on the outskirts of Gaza City itself. And while actual scenes are hard to see, this is the aftermath. This man was left with no single member of his family alive. His baby daughter in diapers. Her head was smashed. A pregnant lady in another home, killed with her four children. This man, the only survivor, when the Samoni family in a Zaytun neighborhood perished under a barrage of Israeli rockets.
All my family died. My mother, my father, my wife, my son died, my sisters and their children, my cousins died.
Scores of Gaza families continuing to pour into hospitals, dead, injured or bereft.
This is the point where the inhumanity is visible in shocking terms, in the nature of the injuries, the brutality of the injuries, the scale of the injuries and human suffering for, of course, those who are injured, those who are dead. It's over, tragically. And then the families who are all in anguish for their loved ones. It's an awful scene here.
In this house, there was once a family. In one blow, it was turned into dust. An entire extended household of children, parents, grandparents, obliterated instantly.
My only resort is to God in my calamity. Only this afternoon my daughter was alive. Now she's no more.
Gazans don't know what to do. They're under siege and under fire from every direction. Their hospitals running out of medical supplies and even of space. Their fate is in the hands of their enemy. Mohammed Vali, Al Jazeera.